Famous Escapes. For some years, the Emperor Napoleon had held Europe under his sway. But after his disastrous retreat from Moscow, the other nations combined against him, and by the year 1814, he was beaten to his knees. He retreated from Germany with consummate skill, his superior generalship making him always a menace to his enemies. But at last he was brought to bay near Paris and forced to sue for peace.
Is there no word from Bertrand Ney?
Oh, Your Majesty,
he is slow.
It is a long ride to the headquarters of the Allies and back. There is someone galloping up now.
That must be Bertrand. Let's hope he brings good news.
You can scarcely hope for that, Your Majesty. Ah, here he is.
Well, Bertrand, what news do you bring?
They insist that Your Majesty shall abdicate from the throne of France, and that the Bourbons will reign in your place.
What?
Otherwise, they refuse to make peace.
This is infamous. I reign over France by the will of the people.
I am afraid, Your Majesty, that the will of the people cannot avail against the bayonets of the Allies.
What was that?
What, Your Majesty?
I heard men marching in the distance.
I did not hear them.
Perhaps these Allies have broken the armistice and hope to capture me by surprise.
They would not do that.
I am sure I heard men marching. Make inquiries, Ney.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I will go with them.
These Allies. Bertrand, what terms are there besides my abdication? What part of my realm will they let me retain?
The island of Elba.
Elba? Why, it is scarcely 10 miles across.
And you may take 1,000 men from the old guard.
I to command 1,000 men and a tiny island after being master of the whole of Europe? Very well. I have heard their terms. Now they shall hear mine. I will never abdicate from the throne of France.
That means war. You have only one corps left. The 6th Army Corps.
One Army Corps led by Napoleon is a match for the rest of the world.
Your Majesty. Your Majesty, you were right.
What is it, Ney?
That noise you heard, it was men marching. It was the 6th Army Corps. They have deserted to the Allies. We have not a single regiment left now.
Is the document of abdication made out, Bertrand?
Yes, Your Majesty. Give me a pen.
I wish you to do me a favor.
Anything I can do.
My wife, the Empress Marie-Louise, has failed to join me here in Elba. The Empress is weak, Bertrand, but I am sure she loves me. I want you to go to Vienna, see the Empress, and persuade her to join me here.
With pleasure, Your Majesty.
They will deny you admittance, but you must see her at all costs. If necessary, in disguise.
Your Majesty may rely on my discretion.
Good. You heard about the Talleyrand plot?
No, Your Majesty.
The Bourbons do not feel safe while I am so near France. They wish to send me to the Azores, 1,000 miles away.
But to do that would break the treaty.
They would not hesitate to do that. It seems that Talleyrand is concocting some plot to kidnap me, but I shall know how to deal with that. Very well, Bertrand.
Return from Vienna.
Knows who I am.
My father's spies are very good. In any case, I should have penetrated your disguise myself.
I knew Your Majesty would do that as soon as I gained admittance. What I feared was
you that... feared that you would not be allowed to see me. My father's advisors thought it best I should see you once and for all.
His Majesty directed me to kiss your hand 1,000 times and to ask that you and his son should join him in Elba.
Join the Emperor in that miserable little island?
The island is not too small for His Majesty.
Quite. The Emperor raised from humble origins. I am the daughter of him.
Your Majesty forgets that you are also the wife of an Emperor.
You will kindly address me with courtesy. You're not at all, General Burton.
Your Majesty, there is not a woman in France who would not be proud to share the Emperor's exile.
Let him get some woman of France, then. Perhaps his first wife, the ex-Empress Josephine, will oblige.
The ex-Empress Josephine is dead.
Oh.
She died last week.
When you return to Elba, General Bertrand, you may tell your master that not only am I unwilling ever to live with him again, but that I refuse even to be granted the Duchy of Parma. because occupation of that territory would bring you too close to Elba. Good sir.
You have ridden fast, Bertrand. I will not forget it. What is the news from Vienna? Did you see Her Majesty?
Yes.
What did she say? When is she coming?
I hesitate to say it, Your Majesty.
You mean she has refused to come to Elba?
Yes. And her son? She will not part with him.
Josephine would never have deserted me like this, but they all desert me now. You heard about May.
He has accepted a command under the Bourbons.
Yes. I could never have believed it of May, the closest of all my marshals.
Respect from Paris, Your Majesty.
Give it to me. Very well, Bertrand. This makes up my mind.
The dispatch from Paris?
Yes, it is a report from my friend. In the first place, they say that the Bourbons have no intention of paying me my annuity.
That means they have broken the treaty.
Yes, the treaty is at an end. I can return to France.
But, Your Majesty...
What?
You will never reach France. The English men of war...
We can evade them.
And even if you did reach France, you would have to face the whole might of the French army.
The soldiers will come over to me. They hate the Bourbons, and they loved me.
9 months ago, they all deserted you.
Yes, but now they will have had time to remember me and discover what the Bourbons are like. The Bourbons have learned nothing and forgotten nothing. They are trying to govern France with the methods that brought Louis XVI to the guillotine 20 years ago. You see this cartoon?
A Russian Cossack riding over the slaughtered bodies of Frenchmen.
Yes. And the fat man clinging behind him is Louis XVIII. Bourbons regained the throne against the will of France with the support of foreign troops. I will be welcomed with open arms.
You are more likely to be welcomed with powder and shot.
What is the worst that can fall to my lot? Defeat and death. What is the best? Europe. We embark tonight.
Napoleon embarked his 1,000 soldiers on 6 small ships. Partly by good luck and partly by skillful management, he evaded the English frigates. The news of his arrival in France filled all Europe with consternation. In Paris, the Queen took counsel with me.
Eh? Ah, come in, General Ney.
Your Majesty.
You have seen the latest dispatch about Bonaparte? He has evaded our troops at Cannes and is marching...
The capture of Bonaparte presents no difficulties. He has only 1,000 men.
He has only 1,000 men now. But what will he have by the time he reaches Paris?
He will not reach Paris unless I bring him back in an iron cage.
Very picturesque. But exactly how do you propose to accomplish that feat?
Bonaparte is advancing over difficult country. Most of his men are cavalrymen, but they have no horses. Every day they will become more exhausted, and therefore easier to defeat. In Grenoble, there is a strong garrison, 2 regiments of foot. I myself will lead the garrison and crush Napoleon.
You are sure he will not manage to evade you?
Look at the map, Your Majesty. Here is the bridge across the River Drac. He must cross it.
And you will be there to meet him.
I will have 1 battalion drawn up by the bridge. It will be impossible for Napoleon's men to cross in face of their fire. And while they are keeping his men in play, the 2nd battalion, which will be in ambush 2 miles up the road, will attack him from the rear.
An excellent plan, my dear Ney. An excellent plan.
There is a cloud of dust down the road.
Give me your glasses. Yes. It is the old guard right in there. Yes, I can see the death skins.
It was a clever trap, General. As soon as they attack the bridge, our other battalion will fall on them in the rear.
Napoleon is far too good a commander to attempt to cross that bridge in the face of your men.
He crossed as difficult a bridge as Marengo.
That's true. I was with him. But he did not cross that bridge until he had first pounded away at the enemy with his artillery. And this time, he has no guns.
It's strange to think that the Frenchmen could fire on the Emperor. I mean, on the ex-Emperor.
They will be doing their duty.
Draw that platoon a little nearer the bridge.
Yes, General.
Platoon, attention! Left wheel!
Quick march! Halt!
There's someone riding forward. It is only one man. He must be a scout.
That's no scout, my captain. I'd know that figure anywhere. It's the Emperor himself.
But he's coming across the bridge. Now's our chance to take him prisoner.
There's no use attempting to take him prisoner. Order your men to fire.
He's dismounting. He's walking up to the men.
Tell your men to fire.
They can't miss him.
Platoon, fire! Curse you, fire!
Soldiers of the 5th Battalion, here I am.
He is holding his cloak open.
If there is a soldier among you who is willing to kill the Emperor, do it.
Fire, men, fire!
You hear General Ney commanding you to fire. Will you do it?
No, by the sacred thunder, we won't. Long live the Emperor!
You are soldiers of France. Do your duty. Fire on that man.
You have a pistol in your belt, Ney. If you wish to kill your old comrade, here he is.
It's my duty.
Do your duty, then.
Long live the Emperor Napoleon!
The rest is history. Napoleon swept on in triumph to Paris, the soldiers everywhere flocking to his banner. In a few days, he was Emperor of France once more. But his triumph was short-lived. 3 months later, the Allies met him at Waterloo, and he was overwhelmingly defeated. In his lonely captivity at St. Helena, he must sometimes have regretted that he ever succeeded in escaping from the pleasant island of Elba.